Okay, so happy Friday and welcome to Feng Shui Friday. And thank you for joining me again. This is our third week. We have one more left. And we have, for anybody new on the call, and again, this is being recorded. So anyone who comes in late or wants to, if you want to share this recording with someone later on, just after the call, just give it about an hour and it'll be up on the system. And then you can just dial the number I'll give you at the end of the our chat today, and you can go back and listen to our call today. The other ones will be gone because they were only up for the week, but I'm going to post them all. So, and then I'll give you guys a link, and you can listen to them at any time or forward them on to your friends if you like. Okay, so our intention for the week is that the chats are designed to be constructive, offer positive support, offer resources, provide a safe space to share, build community, give helpful advice, and be fun as well. The feng shui process needs to be fun. If it's not, then you're not really practicing good feng shui. It's all about harmony. So it's not, and there's no intensity to it. There's nothing, to be really worried about, or am I doing this right or not, and things of that nature. It's definitely meant to be fun. And then each week, I'd like to have, I like to open up a little bit for someone to share a positive feng shui story or an experience, or maybe they got something from what we talked about that they used. I'd love to hear about that. And for the newbies, we did transitions for the first week, avoiding burnout the second week, and conserving and preserving your energy. And then today, we're going to talk about color as a really positive effect on our lives. So we will get started on this. I wanted to share that for those of you on the call, I wanted to offer you a bonus offer, and this is just for you only. So if someone decides to do sign up for my July class on the Internet or Facebook and they haven't been on the call, this offer doesn't apply to them. This is only for people on the call. And, the July class is about we work with your space individually and look at what might be going on in your life and how we can adjust it and how we can finish out the rest of the year with success. So it'll be geared to that, and it's far less than the price of an on-site consultation. It'll be done by phone. It's 2 hours. You'll have your floor plan in front of you or a drawing or pictures of your space. So it'll be really powerful, and there is early bird pricing for that. But if you sign up between now and next Friday, I'm going to offer you a bonus, which is one of my life guidance readings. And that is where I actually spend time with you on an issue going on in your life and how to move forward through that. And it's an energetic reading. It's a spiritual reading. And it gives you better clarity and better decision making. And I use oracle cards and the pendulum, and I use a lot of other things to give me accurate information about what's going on with you, what might be blocking you, and how you can move forward out of that. They're $250 value when I do these for clients. And this will be offered as a bonus for you. So if you decide to sign up for that class in July, I just wanted you to know that this is an offer just for you. So I want to just put that out there. And it's a 45 to an hour long session by phone. Okay, so let's go ahead. I picked a card for you today. I decided to do this. I did it last week, and this is from the Abraham Hicks. Card deck, and this is the people that are all about vibration and energy and how it affects us. And the card I picked for the group was, I am a vibrational being in a vibrational environment. Now, they use the word vibration, which I like, I resonate with, but if you don't and you think it's a little woo-woo, just think energy. Just think of feel. I'm an energy being in an energetic environment. Or, that's sort of how you would look at it. But they use the word vibration because it's vibrating something. There's something going on. So I'm a vibrational being in a vibrational environment. And so what that means is that you are, even in your physical expression, your flesh and bones, a vibrational being. And everything you experience in your physical environment is vibrational. So it's all, active. It's all, affecting you, it's all reacting with you, and it's only through your ability to translate vibration that you're able to understand your physical world at all. And feng shui is one of those modalities that kind of helps you understand that, because we talk so much about how everything in our environment has meaning and has energy. And so that's one tool that can help you connect with this vibrational field. It's just that realization that everything affects you. And we talked about the other day about how much we spend in our spaces and how those things affect us. So again, I'm a vibrational being in a vibrational environment. And when you realize that, you're able to understand your physical world. You're able to understand kind of things that are going on with you, because you are noticing that everything is vibrating at a certain level, and it's affecting you in a certain way. So I just thought that was really cool. So however that, whatever piece of that resonates with you, whatever bit of that, tie it to today's chat, because this is a present moment reading, meaning it has to do with what we're talking about today, and it has to do with what's going on in your life. And I just picked these at random. I didn't even look at the message at all. Okay, so what I decided to talk about today was color, because it's fun. I like to use color. A lot of people who are creative love to use color, whether they paint or they just love to use color in their dress. You know, they like to dress up with a lot of color. A lot of it has to do with, you know, the fact that color is an energy. You know, all of the colors of the spectrum have an energy that they vibrate. And in feng shui, we have what we call the nine cures or nine remedies to any space, and color is one of them. And when I say remedy or a cure, that means something that you can apply that will change that will change that state or change that vibration. So it would either enhance it or expand it. So for example, if a person is not feeling, they have a sense, they tend to have more depression in their life. And they decided of the nine cures, and there's all kinds of things, you know, you can use, they decide color would be one, and which would be my recommendation if I was their consultant. And so they could change a color in their space that would lift that energy. And so when they came into their space, oftentimes, every time or whatever, they would feel that, and it would lift them out of that depression just a little bit, and over time, lift it a lot. Because I find that when I've gone to people's homes where I've worked with them and they had depression, the houses were very depressed. From the outside, walking up to the front door, into the inside, everything had a very monotone color, very, you know, one color, tan, brown, very, very blah. Very just not active. So that was reflecting the energy of the person, or was that causing the person to feel that way? Works together. So this is one way that color can enhance something, whether it's a feeling, a state that one is in, or just wanting to change or shift something in one's life, because it is one of those nine cures. And they pick these because they know they have power. We know now through, you know, environmental psychology and all the studies on color, how much it does affect people. So that understanding why it's important is first off. And some people just go, I don't really like color. I like things kind of neutral. I like things kind of, you know, all one color and what have you. Well, that's fine, as long as that's okay with the way your life is going. So if you have a shift that you want to make in your life, or if there's something in your life that you feel isn't working well for you, and you feel like, I need to boost that a little bit, or I want to feel better when I go into a meeting and I'm speaking to a group, more confident, or I want to feel better when I go visit my family and, you know, feel like I'm, you know, more grounded and happier. These are ways that color can affect, because you can wear a color. Okay, you can drive a car that's a good color for you, because that's where you spend so much time, and it will affect you. So it's a way of seeing everything. And of course, in nature, you know, nature has its own beautiful colors, the seasons, and they shift and change, and so do we. So it's a very positive thing to use color for shifting areas of your life. So one of the things to understand, to get a little bit of sense of how it works energetically, is to give you a little bit of Feng Shui 101. And that is, you know, we work with the five elements. So that's wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. Those are the elements in nature that have a creative destructive cycle. One creates the other one, one destroys another one, and there's this flow, and then seasons have their colors. So in nature, there's this flow, and there's the colors that match it, that go with it, the autumn colors, the winter colors, the spring colors, the summer colors, and they all come from nature. And so now in design, when Sherwin Williams and Benjamin Moore put all their palettes out, they're deriving those colors from nature. They all come from that. And so you can you can see where the elements are very integral in how they have come through for thousands of years to benefit us and how we balance our environment and balance our lives. So when we look at the five elements, they each have a color. So wood, you know, obviously you think about hardwood floors, it's brown. And the tree roots, you know, the trunk is brown. But then you have the green, which is all the leaves, the flowers, the plant. That's wood element. So colors of green and brown would be wood. Fire is going to be your red, your sunny red, like a bright, brilliant yellow, like the sunlight, and then really bright red. So you can go from burnt orange to all the way to Chinese red across the spectrum. The reds are the fiery colors. Earth colors are going to be your golds, yellows, tans, and browns, and burnt oranges. Kind of think of autumn. All of the autumn colors. Those are more earthy. Can also be a tan, as I said, because I think of the dirt. You know, it's earth. Metal is going to be anything that is white or off-white. And then anything metallic. So silver, bronze, and gold. Water is going to be anything in the watershed. So think of the Caribbean, think of the ocean, all the depths of the water. So you can go from the very crystal clear, really pale blue, all the way to the deepest, darkest, 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 all the way to black. And those are all watercolors. And they all have energy. They all have a meaning, okay? And so with wood, we are using wood colors to add growth. We want to, you know, let's say we want to, pardon me, we want to, you know, grow our business. You know, we've started a new business and we want to grow it and we want to have a lot of money coming in. So we might paint our office a shade of green or even a wall. That's growth. And it's also a really good color for health. So even though we don't use greens like in hospital rooms or bedrooms, we do like having plants around when we're sick because they absorb a lot of energy without killing themselves, and they demonstrate life, like invigoration, like growth. So the wood element is good for health, it's good for growth and money. Fire is great for like energizing. So, you know, if you tend to be more a little bit on the depressed side, or you just feel like you're, you know, you don't have the motivation to do your work or whatever, you might add some red to your office. We don't use red in the bedrooms unless it's accent for passion and things of that nature. You want to add a little more passion to your love life, you might do that. But really, reds are better for accent colors, and then you can add red into your office or even a living room. In the right shade. Earth, those colors are great for the center of a home. They're very grounding. They're good for bedrooms, and they're good for living rooms. So they really are good for grounding, and they're just very nurturing colors. Metal is also good for money. It's also great for manifesting, good for living rooms, and it helps to increase the brilliance of something. Like think about metal coins and think about metallics. They shine, and it's more of a manifesting kind of energy. And then water is very flowing, so we like water to be in places where we want more flow. That we can use watercolors in the in the bathroom. We can use watercolors in our office. We can use watercolors in our kitchen in a little bit, a sense to parts of it. And we can use it in the living room. It's pretty much anywhere except bedroom. We wouldn't use too much water in there because the bedroom is already what we call yin, very, very quiet energy, very low energy. And water is very quiet, very low energy. So you don't want to do too much of that, but you can add touches. And like I said before, you know, depending on the overall look of the room, you can certainly have blue in there. If there's a blue, you can have the blues and metal colors in there as well. I forgot to say on metal, besides the whites and creams, it's also grays. So all the shades of gray fall into metal. Okay, so how do we determine what areas need colors? Well, it can come from different ways. You can decide, you know, I just want to change in my home. I really just want to change in my office. I'm tired of this color. Well, there's the practical side, you know, I'm just tired of that. But then you go back in and you go deeper and you ask, you know, what is it you really want? So if in your office you're saying, I really want to change, I don't like this color, it's so drab, doesn't motivate me, okay, what do I need to make myself feel motivated? Or what is it I'm trying to achieve? You know, do I need to have more confidence? Do I need to have more, you know, feelings of I can get out there and do it, I can make money? Then you might want to think about the red because that's going to be more, you know, get up and go energy, fire starter. Go out, do something. If you feel like you just want to be more grounded because you're burning your candle at both ends and you work all the time and you just feel like there's just so much going on and there's a lot of color in your office environment, like maybe you work in an office space where everything's really busy. So maybe your office needs to be toned down, more earthy. That'll be more grounding. So your first thing is to ask, what is it that you're wanting to shift in your life? You know, what is it you're wanting more of? And then look at which color might do that, you know, which one would add to that a little bit. And then figure out where you spend most of that time. I remember someone telling me, I was at some event and I was sitting next to a lady and we were talking, this was years ago, and I just for conversation, I asked her what she did. She told me she was retired, and I said what I did. And she said, I don't believe in energy. And I said, no, she said, I don't believe in that. And I said, you don't believe in what? She said, well, all that, you know, energy stuff. And I said, well, would you be able to tell if you walked into a room and it felt good? Yes. Would you be able to tell if you walked into a room and it felt bad? Yes. Okay. Well, that's all we're doing here. That's energy. So imagine that you were going to work for somebody. It was a brand new job. You just got promoted. And they told you, you have 6 months to complete this project. And they put you in this room. And it had a color that you hate. Or you just don't resonate with. It's just not a color that you like. You'll get the project done. You'll work at it through those 6 months. And you'll get it done, but you'll be done with a lot more difficulty, and you'll be more tired. It'll be more stressful than if they had put you in a room in your favorite color. And you went in, and you worked on that project, and you were surrounded with your favorite color. So that's what we're talking about here. You can make a major shift in your results in your life, in your health, in your relationships, in anything. With this one cure, because it does affect us so greatly. And again, we are surrounded by this a lot, so it would be an area or something that you're surrounded by. There is a school, the Western School of Feng Shui, and then the Eastern School, which uses more of the directions. The Western School has a way of choosing your car color. And what they'll do is they'll say, figure out your birth date. So in my case, I'm a fire monkey. Okay, I go on the Google and I find out, you know, my year, and I'm a fire monkey. So fire is red. And so that's a good color car for me because that's my energy. That's sort of my animal. That's my energy. So then what complements, you know, we won't get into this. This is much more in-depth into five element theory. But, you know, what complements fire is earth, okay, because fire produces earth, okay? If you think about when fire burns, it returns to ash. So earth colors are brown. So my car is red and my interior is brown. So that's one way of using finding the right color for you for a car. The other is just finding a color that is something that you really resonate with that you feel like is very balancing to your energy. If you're a very high stress person, type A, and you're a fire element, I wouldn't recommend a red car because you're going to constantly be in that high state. You're never going to be balanced. You're going to feel like you're always intense. And so you would look at something that was a little more calming if you tend to be that. If you tend to be more on the, you know, just kind of grounded and just really, you know, kind of walk the line and just don't feel like you risk too much and you know, you kind of play things safe and all of that, but you want a little more, you know, pizzazz and excitement to your life, then you might choose a brighter color because that'll just balance it. It's not going to turn you into somebody you're not, but it'll give you energy. So every time you open that car, you feel great about driving, things like that. Okay, anybody have a question right now? Because that was a lot.
Belinda.
Hi.
It's Andrea from California. How are you?
Oh, great, Andrea. Great to hear from you.
Thank you. So I have a question because I'm actually kind of realizing now that I might have had the wrong color in my bedroom. I have a lot of blues in my bedroom just as a calming color. My furniture is white, but I actually have blues, and I do have some red accents just for passion. So given that blue is more of a watercolor, is that not a good color then maybe for the bedroom?
Yeah, it's basically not the best color in the sense that it doesn't really nurture the earth element. See, the bedroom is the earth element. It's all about love and partnership. And so those colors are more earthy. They're like in the pink and the red spectrum. So what I tell people is when they can't really paint their walls a soft pink or a flesh tone or something like that, then just put in accents in the room that have those colors. You can add earthy tones and warm pinks and reds to blues.
Okay.
So you don't have to have it on the wall, although if you were going to do it again or you were going to move again, I would recommend you start with the wall color and then decorate around that.
So my wall color is white.
It's a white?
Yeah.
So that's not really good. In feng shui, white is the color of death. So
okay. It's
not really a good color. It's a neutral color. So basically,
okay.
It's just not doing anything. So if we want to enhance a relationship, then we want to use the earthy colors because that's very nurturing and warm. And then start with the wall color of those earthy tones and then bring in blues or whites in your bedding or whatever you like. But at least start there. So for now,
okay. Just
add some of those other colors in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other question? Just unmute your phone if you have a question. Okay, so I'm going to continue. So the areas of the house each have an element. That's kind of what I alluded to just a second ago. And I'm going to give you that. So the bedroom is an earth element. So those are the colors that we talked about were earthy. Yeah, we add red for passion, and yet we add pink for love, but basically earthy tones. So sandy colors, warm, you know, terracottas, pale peaches, things that feel earthy on the walls are really good for bedroom. So those are what you think about there. offices are wood element and metal, because metal manifests money and wood is also bringing in money, growth. So metal colors are the grays. So you can do a dove gray. You can do a metal, you know, a blue. Blues are also very good for offices because it's water, it's flow. So you can do those colors in your offices, in your home office at home. And you can even add just images of those. So you could have a big water picture in your office. So it's really about, you know, using those colors more in workspaces. The waters and the metals and the woods work well in offices because, again, money for green, metal is money, and then water is flow. So those are all really good for home offices and where you work. The bedroom, okay, living room is earth tone. So again, we're back to relationship, you know, family. So these are all earthy tones. Again, you can add a little more red. You could do a red focal wall, like a burnt orange red. We don't recommend fire engine red because it incites arguments. It's too strong for a family dining room. But you could certainly use burgundy, and you can use the burnt orange red on a wall, or you can do it in curtains. But the idea is more earthy tones. Okay, and kitchens are more earth as well, but they also can be fiery. So you could do bright yellows because of the fire in the kitchen. You can complement it or you can use a buttery yellow just because the yellow is part of the sunlight spectrum. And so those yellows are good as well as the earth tones. Living rooms are also good, can be done in watercolors, and they can be done in metal colors, and they can be done in earth tones. So all of those really work in living rooms because, you know, you're spending time there. If it's a room where you're using a lot of electronics, like a media room, and you've already got all that metal going on, then maybe an earth tone would be better, or a water. But those would be the blues. Metal is, water is, how do we say this? Metal produces water in nature. So the main areas would be living room that we would talk about, bedroom, kitchen, bathroom. Again, they can be earth tones, and they can also be some water because we do have water in there. And some feng shui consultants even use the fire element. Depending on where your bathroom lies, let's say your bathroom is at the end of the hallway. If you open your front door and your bathroom is at the end of the hallway, then the energy is being flushed away. It's being released quite rapidly. So we usually recommend that door stay closed and the toilet seat down because it's right in that hallway of the flow of the door. So in that case, that bathroom could be painted a reddish color because red says stop. It says, you know, it's like the red light, stop. So that's an area where, you know, you could paint a red door there, or you could do a red wall in the bathroom, and you can use fire colors in that scenario if you want to use it as what we call a remedy or a cure. Otherwise, I would stick to earthy tones and watercolors. No greens. Greens are too, they make us look sallow. They make us look sick when we look in the mirror, when they're casting off of our skin tone. And that's why we don't use green in the bedroom. We don't use blues in the bedrooms particularly either because it's kind of a cold color. It's not very warm. But again, we have come a long way over the years in design. So many things complement each other. So they create a balance. So there's not really a strict rule on absolutely no blue in the bedroom, no red here. It's the way that the overall room feels. If it feels warm and nurturing, then it's probably okay. You just don't want to add too much of one element. That's the other thing. You don't want an all metal room, all grays or whites. You don't want an all green wood room. You don't want an all red room. So you would have other things with it to balance it out. And that's where it comes a little bit more, you know, have to spend a lot more time on five element theory and working with someone to kind of get into specific. But this is just general in terms of just looking at your space looking at the room, what do you want to accomplish, and then knowing what each of these life areas element is, and see if you can't bring some of that in. Okay, so we talked about bathroom and kitchen. No, we didn't. Yeah, we did kitchen, dining, living, master bedroom.
Belinda, we didn't talk about the dining room.
Dining room is the one where I said it's also relationship, and it's the one that has earth tone.
Thank you.
That's where I was saying, yes, you're welcome. Yeah, that's the one where it's also relationship, and so we don't want a lot of red in there, but we can have red. We could have like a focal wall, like a burnt orange focal wall, and then you could have some sandy color tan on the other wall. And then, or on your draperies, you could have a combination of the two. Those are good ways to bring in a little bit of fiery energy, if you like. Golds and bright yellows are really pretty in dining room. And those are also good colors. Even though it's an earth element, you know, it's also an earthy color if you use the gold. I said gold was in the metallic side, but I mean the real shiny gold. The actual flat gold color is also considered an earth color. So those are the main bedroom colors or rooms of the house that you really want to kind of think about. And then you have to decide what area needs color. You can kind of go in and kind of say, when I do design and staging, people will go and say, what color do I paint the whole house because I'm getting ready to sell it? You know, do I paint this color red for fame? Do I do this one in this color? No, you would do the whole house in one neutral color, you know, and depending on the house, I mean, whatever it's needing, and then bring in those accents. So that would be, that's one way of decorating, okay, to find a neutral color that kind of goes through the whole home, and then pick accent walls or do some design with artwork or draperies, things like that, that bring in these other colors. So those are other ways of doing that. Now, I kind of hesitated on bringing this point up, but I'm going to share it anyway. And you can always go back and listen to this later for more clarity. If you will go to Google and download what's called a Bagua. It's a B as in a boy, A, G as in girl, U, A, Bagua map. It means eight sides. It will show you all the eight directions, all the colors, and then there'll be a center, and that's nine. So there's nine areas. And they all are corresponding to areas of your home. Now, the Western method, there's only two schools of feng shui, so that you don't get confused. For those of you who are wanting to learn a little bit more about feng shui on these calls than what I'm offering, you know, because, you know, we're short on time. But for those of you who really want to learn a little more about it, there's really only two schools. There's a Western and an Eastern. Eastern is a traditional, comes from China, uses directions, uses a compass. Western uses its map, and it's oriented to everybody's space the same way. So you decide which one you want to use, whichever is easiest. The one that is the Western, I would recommend any books by Tara Collins, T-E-R-A-H Collins, and then on the Eastern, any books by Simon Brown. And they all can be found at half price and on Amazon very inexpensively now because they've been around so long. But that gives you a sense of, you know, how to work with feng shui if you want to use one or the other school. But the Bagua is used in both. They're just used differently. But it will show you the color, the direction, and the meaning. And so real quickly, I want to just give you what the basic directions that you can be aware of. Okay, so the north direction is always going to be the water element. So you can, you know, look at your house and see what's in the north. You can add watercolors. The south is always going to be fire, so fire colors. East is always going to be wood. West is always going to be metal. Southwest is going to be earth. Northwest is going to be metal. northeast is going to be wood and water. And the center, we have a center of our house, of our space, is earth. So you can kind of have fun with it, but really what I wanted to get for you today is decide what area of your life you want to add energy and add some color. So it could be something you wear. Could be, you know, I'm going to go out today and I'm going to go, you know, whatever. What can I do to boost that? You know, what color would help that? What color would make me feel more prosperous if I'm going to a network meeting? Well, metal colors. Those are money. So, you know, jewelry. Okay. What if I'm going to go give a talk, you know, tomorrow? Well, maybe I'll wear red because that's going to boost my energy and make me feel more confident. You know, maybe I need to, you know, improve my health. I'm going to, you know, wear some green. North is career. Maybe I just need to be able to feel better about my career, so I'm going to add some watercolor in either what I wear or, you know, and of course, this year is the year of the rooster. The color is blue, so when you wear blue colors and the color black, it's enhancing that whole wealth and prosperity for you this year. So that's a really good color as well. Okay, anybody have any questions? Because I see we're running out of time. Any comments or questions?
Oh, I just wanted to say I think it's interesting that you said the color is blue, and I didn't know that. And but I've been wearing a lot of blue lately. Just because, so that's interesting.
Intuitive, yeah. Yeah, it's the year of the rooster, and it's the water element is needed to tone down the fire, and so water is good for, blues are good for career, money, and success. Any other questions about thinking about color as adding it to your life whenever you want to make a shift or any time you want to improve something? Think about it. What can I do to make a difference here? Maybe I just paint one wall. Maybe I just get a blue purse. Maybe I just wear, you know, I'm getting ready to buy a car. Maybe I think about a different color. It just gives you that sense that it really is powerful. And it does affect us, what you surround yourself with. And so color is one of those cures that we use. So, as I said before, I help clients in many ways. So if you know of anyone having issues in these areas where they need more personal help, they can visit my website or email me, and I always offer a 45-minute phone consult. So if they want to move their life forward and achieve more success, I have lots of programs and differing budgets, so they can just contact me. There's no charge for that. There's going to be tips on my Facebook page. If you want to get the monthly newsletter, just go to designforenergy.com. And so what I'd like to do is say that, if you want to listen to this again, you just dial 1-712-770-4169 and use the same code. Give it about an hour after this call, though, because it takes a little bit to get on the system. And then you'll be able to listen to it again. And then I'll be posting all of them at some point after our last session. And that way y'all can go back and listen to them if you'd like. Any final comment or question about color or anything else?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Belinda. This is Charu. It's very informative. Just wanted to thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you're on the call.
Yes, I put the alarm this time.
Okay, wonderful. Yes. Thank you. Any questions?
No, just going to, you know, study a little bit more about it, and I like the concept that you can dress up also and change your whole energy.
Yes. And you know this as an artist. I mean, you know this, how you know, when you paint, you know, that color, you when you put it on the wall and you walk in that room, the energy of that room changes.
Yes.
And that is what, you know, I mean, I saw that when I saw your artwork. It's so powerful. And that is what we're looking at. I mean, we want to walk into a room and feel the effect of either calmness, peacefulness, joy, happiness, love. And we want to be surrounded by that all the time. And so we can look at each room that we have in our house and how can we achieve that? Most of it's by getting rid of clutter and having things more basic, and then adding the color is another way, as we call it, one of the cures. Okay, well, thank you so much. Okay, well, I wanted to just wish you again. So we will have our last session next Friday. Mm-hmm. And I will haven't decided what that was going to be. I'm going to surprise y'all. So it will be the same time, and we will have some time there. I'll allow more time for questions there, too, if we have some more people. So I want to just send you off with this mantra of may your June and your weekend, let's start with your weekend. May your weekend be filled with relaxation, laughter, good friends, and unexpected miracle. So add some color to your life and have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much for being on the call.
Thank you. You too, Belinda.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.